right, welcome to our chat here, and tell you, man, some momentous things, major things, momentous things. Let me get over to my chat, folks. So, welcome, guys. I know you've been talking among yourselves. Don't let me interrupt that. Just continue to do what you were doing. Let me do some housekeeping here. Now, let's see what we got going on here. Thank you, folks, for your really nice... Hello, guys. Jeff, how you doing, man? Rory, how you doing, brother? Columbus, Ohio, love it. Hey, Joey Punch, man. Nice to see you, dude. I'm glad you're here. James Kaufman. Hello, Vic Lombardi from Phoenix. I know, Joey, are you in New York, Joey? I know James is, wherever James is wealthy. James is everywhere. He's in Montana. Vic Lombardi. Charlie, MD Phil fan. How you doing, brother? Charlie's in Sherman Oaks. And we got... I don't know who else, man. It's, you know, Bernie G is with us. Bernie's screaming again. He's got his, you know, his capital letters on. And and Jeff, of course. Jeff, you are a mental case. And let's see. I bet you Allie's not here tonight because Allie is actually doing some, she's doing a little bit of work for the Phil Hendry show. Nothing too, well, it's probably pretty involved, but, and I don't, you know, it's nothing heavy. She's actually doing some, helping us with the website. You guys are fucking nuts, man, I tell you. I don't know, man. I, you know, I'll tell people to, you know, hey, you got to check out our, chat. But they come on here and they look at the nutcases. Jamie in Venice. How you doing, Jamie? Pixel Traveler. Yeah, Kenny Slag's on a fucking roll, man. He Bernie G, I'm hanging in the street just outside the Seattle Seahawks Stadium. Serious as a fucking heart attack? Really? Bernie, you get around, man. Rory, thank you. Last Saturday's cinema was good. Tomorrow, it's going to be, it's a science fair. Oh, you know what it is tomorrow? The Cabinet of Caligari, Dr. Caligari. The two idiots there, General Shaw and R.C. Collins, will be commenting on the goddamn a silent movie, which is what Cabinet of Dr. Caligari is. First of all, I want to make sure that I get this out, man. This is important. I want to thank Paul Goodman. How you doing, Paul? Charlie, I was waiting for Kenny Slag to finally use my ringtone, blues piano. Stephen Miller, how you doing, Stephen? You're right, Jamie. This is Venice. It's the Venice Beach webcam. I tried to get a... I should have used just a fucking Ventura webcam, but it was too late in the evening. Everything was just, you know, it's nighttime. But I wanted to give a little background, a California backdrop other than you know, our beach here, El Pacifico. Bernie asks, Phil, I must know this. Is there any Dara in Lloyd Bonafide? No, there isn't. Dara, my brother Dara is, he was influenced by Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and that whole bunch of cool... Dara was heavily influenced by the cool Hollywood. You know, that was the... Those are the guys that he dug. And so he wasn't really much of a crotchety old man, although he was a cantankerous guy. But Dara's whole trip was the... Don McDonald from Spokane. Don, how you doing, brother? Dara's whole thing was that kind of... That era of Hollywood, which was... I don't know what you'd call that. I call that the lazy era of Hollywood, you know, where just, hey, baby, I got a hit record. Yeah, we're going to do a movie, man. Going down, you know, have a cocktail and do a movie. And, James, thank you very much. We had a lot of positive reviews on the debate coverage. And it certainly got it got very cantankerous there between the general and RC toward the end. But I think people dug it. It was fun to do, and we had a what do you call a large tune-in factor on that one, even though it was only open to our BSPs. But we had a lot of sign-ups and you know, other shit. Last week, by the way, Rory, the movie The Big Bluff stars John Bromfield. He was that gigolo motherfucker with the mustache. This is a little bit of Henry trivia. I don't know if you give a shit, but it's kind of interesting. When I was a kid, when I was five, in fact, I was absolutely addicted to this show that came on after Sheriff John here in L.A. called Sheriff of Cochise. It was a syndicated television show that was produced independent of any network in the 1950s, and they just sort of sold it to... there was a lot of that going on in the 50s. Networks were producing shows, but they also had independent production. And it starred John Bromfield as a good guy. He was the sheriff of Cochise. And the show was successful. It was produced by Desilu. It was it had a lot of money behind it, and it was pretty good. And then they evolved the storyline from Sheriff of Cochise to U.S. Marshal, and so it was like a Western set in the modern times. So. He's walking around with a fucking gun, and he's got a badge, and he's, like, cleaning up the town, but he's driving a station wagon or some shit. So it was pretty interesting to watch the show. Luke D., love Saturday Cinema Film. He thought of switching characters, Bud or Doubter or Dave Ola would be funny. It's not a bad idea, man. That's a very good idea. Very good idea. Whoever has chemistry with the general, just I always felt that the two characters that had good chemistry were Steve Bozell, I'm just trying to straighten out my really large dick. I'm kidding. Steve Bozell and R.C. Collins. Stephen Miller, General Shaw, and R.C. are as good as Mystery Science Theater. You're very kind, Stephen. Thank you. Rory, I had to watch the replay of the debate. It was fine until about halfway through, and then the audio got all jacked up, and I had to turn it off. No shit. We never had any comments about that. But I know, Rory, you like to complain, so that's okay. Jeff, okay, Phil, who would you do, Ginger or Marianne? Oh, fucking Ginger, dude. Come on. Everyone knows. Jeff? Hands fucking down, dude. Tina Louise, she was married to... No, excuse me, Julie Newmar was married to a significant player. I'm not sure. George McFly is with us. George... Where are you from? I don't think I've... Du ist Caligari. Okay. MD Phil fan, thank you. William Beggs, Bill B. reporting in from Salt Lake City. Hey, Bill. Tyson, good to see you, Phil. First BSP chat tonight. Hey, man, are you sure? Because we have another Tyson. But it's great to have you with us, man. Thank you very much. Jeff, MD, du haben ein großen Schweitle. Here we go. Here comes the Krautenheimer from Jeff and MD. These guys speak Kraut. Good for you. King Cap, what up? George McFly. King is in Japan. King is one of our, he's our international regular. If we have any internationals, we really want to hear from you. Let's see. Jamie, Marianne. Jamie votes for Marianne. I mean, I don't know. The whole thing with Tina Louise was just, well, she's the movie star, so aren't I supposed to? Joey Punch, Marianne all day. So you guys want to violate the real friendly, nice, sweet girl. You want to just, you dirty. All right, thanks, James and Colby, Colby Jack. Two BSPs from Columbus. I wouldn't doubt it, man, because there's Tensai. Sup, everybody. Tensai, where are you from, man? Bernie G, so is it safe to say that Allie's work for you is to help with the rent? Ha, ha, ha. No, man. Allie's doing some clerical stuff. She's actually doing some organizational shit for us on the website. We got a whole lot of shit we got to clean up because the good news, the website will be going through another redesign. This is going to be our most exciting, and I think it'll be the best, and I really am... I know you guys are going to love what we're about to do with our website. It will become more user-friendly than ever before. All the things that you cats have weighed in on and bitched about in terms of the ease of finding shit, the search engine is going to be amazingly upgraded. Media is going to be really, really cool and upgraded. Graphics. The other thing is the website is going to become more reflective of our show. You know, it's so dark right now. It's like, you know, there I am late night. We're going to have a better look. And you guys are there on the ground floor. Now, I want to tell you one other thing. I know you think I'm bullshitting you. Dave Riley from Motor City. How you doing, David? Great. Motor City. Jeff, Julie Newmar and Tina Louise were roommates when they first did Broadway. Imagine that. Bullshit. Yeah, that came from Jeff, so I don't believe it. Tony, seems like Ginger would want to do it, would want to do all the work. Marianne would be up for anything. It's a good thing we don't have any women on the line here tonight. Here's Ken Forsey. Just watched Two Doors with my wife, and she asked me to leave. I kept doing the Chris Norton voice. I was supposed to be the successor, so I asked... I was supposed to be the successor, so I executed my wife. Loving that. Portland, man. All right. Tensai in Portland. James Kaufman. Has anybody called Sean Hannity? Because nobody will call Sean Hannity. Now you're getting political, man. You know. Don't get political. You should see. I swear to God, at the Hollywood Improv, I watched the comics go up one after the other. And they're scared to fucking death to do anything having to do with this election. Nobody, and I mean fucking, except for Andy Kindler, and Andy's just off the charts funny as far as I'm concerned. Nobody else wants to go near this. Pixel Traveler, the other Tyson hails from the Shade Gate. Absurd eyes staring through the mystery of... There's some alcohol, there's some drugs being done tonight, man. Y'all doing some fucking drugs, man. I know that. Phil fan, Phil, sorry, I really don't speak German. I speak a language similar to Mark Spanik called Deutschmark. Right on. Here's Jeff again with his goddamn kraut talk. Ich haben ein großes Schwanze. Hey, man, I know that word. Rory McLeod, the other Tyson is made from chicken. Yes. Jamie, I think you need to move hosting companies with the new design. Any ideas where you're going to be building it? Well, yeah, but the only idea that I have where I'm going to be building it is my new. Well, just some guys that are, you know, giving me some input. I mean, I'm not really. How do I put this? I'm not really settled yet on who. Okay, we have a great developer and support guy right now, and it's probably going to be him. But in terms of the personnel, I don't really want to comment on, even in terms of who's going to be hosting the site, etc. But I will tell you that, you know, after all these goddamn years of running a fucking website, this is the future. Where we are right now is the fucking future, and we're not even scratching the goddamn surface here, man. And I don't know, because I don't know what we're capable of doing, you know, and I don't know what can be done, and I don't know, you know, everything costs so fucking much. You don't know whether anyone's fucking you, taking advantage of you, telling you bullshit, and but I will tell you that there is so much that can be done with this new great medium called digital. And I want to do it all. I want to do live remotes. I want to do live streaming. I want to do, obviously, all of our downloads, all of the stuff of the show. I want to start doing, you know, I want to get people into a studio and start interviewing people, you know, and I want to do all of it for subscribers. Anything that's free will be residual to that, you know. So I got a million ideas, and we're finally going to begin to, you know, push our way into a lot of those ideas. And I think the next year is going to be a fucking amazing year. I really do. Jeff, dear Phil, do you have a manager or just a separate voice manager? Jeff, I got a voice agent. AVO is my representation. And that's it, man. I do not have a manager. I did have a manager. Don't have a manager anymore. And actually, AVO represents me whenever I get, and I actually get calls from casting directors to do on-camera stuff. Not a lot, but the last thing I did was a show called Love, which is on HBO, I think. And I did an on-camera thing for, I did a movie. I did Whitney Cummings. And those come to me, you know, via email to me. So I don't have to do shit. Sometimes they come through the voice agent, and they will deal with it. So that's a little bit of info. Phil Fan, Jeff, Phil's manager is Gene Jabel. Yes. Hi, buddy, Gene Jabel. Okay, there may be some local Northwest puffing, but not much. Jeff, Gene, Kenneth Peabody, did Bill Handel ever forgive you for telling his audience that he got fired? I don't think so, Kenneth. It's a great question, and I don't believe that he did. He may say that he did, and I don't remember him ever really directly saying it to me. And I'm not saying that Bill's a bad guy for maybe he thought he did, and you know, but not really. And I don't, you know, I understand it's his business, and I also understand that my point of view on all of that was the following thing. If you're going to be doing talk radio, if you're going to be on a very controversial or involved in a controversial medium like talk radio, then I think you have to expect that your whatever business you're in is going to be subject to commentary. And I didn't do it to be a bad guy. I didn't do it to hurt Bill, but I did it as a comment simply on what morning radio represents and what doing a morning show and what doing a talk show represents. So, I don't know. Jamie is recommending Squarespace. Yes. James Kopman. Phil, I finally bought my Mexican Mule copper mug. Is there some kind of break-in ritual? No, man. Just go ahead and do it. Get it. Pour it. Drink it. Do it. Do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again. Charlie, Phil, do you see Margaret Gray and Emeralda Wheeler sharing a bill at the Clam Locker anytime soon? Also, are you still in Jethro Tull? I think that would be great. And I think that's a great fucking storyline. Margaret talks to Dean Wheeler about getting Emeralda back out on the road to go to the Clam Locker, to the Clam Closet. Because Margaret, you know, she's resentful of all these shitholes that Frank books her into. But,
you know, I recognize it's essential, but...
So she's going to be at the Clam... I think she's going to something called the... what were some of those tweets that I did this week? The fish bucket. We have to do another... Definitely another show about that. Rory, I would like to see Margaret take on the Saturday Cinema one time. John Miller reps Phil. Who's John Miller? And it better be somebody that I like. I'm kidding. Who's John Miller? James Kaufman, Charlie, JT, Ian Anderson is one of my customers who uses my acoustic guitar pickups and preamps. Yeah, I don't like Jethro Tull anymore. You know, what do you want me to say? I mean, I liked them back when they were a rock band, you know, and I liked them back when they were a sort of an arena band, before there was such a thing as arena bands. But I don't like them anymore. I saw them at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Some of you guys may remember me talking about this back in 2004. They came through town. They played the Civic Arts Plaza. And it was extremely disappointing, you know. It just wasn't the band that I remembered. They first of all, they used to be a really loud fucking band. But secondly, all of a sudden, Ian Anderson's antics just, maybe it was just the fact that I got older, you know. Rory McLeod, I would like to see Margaret take on the Saturday Cinema. That would be cool. Don McLeod, Phil, have you ever developed a pilot revolving around one of your characters? Yeah, we developed one called, it was an animated show called Phil Henry, but it was really revolved around Bobby Dooley, an animated show. That we did a live show called Phil at the Gate, which I think still was revolved around Bobby Dooley. And we had Laurie Metcalf played the character of Bobby Duffy, you know. Here is, Jamie, I grind my teeth every time I hear Bill Handel's voice. Somebody was asking me about Bill the other day. I don't know who, but I said, you know, I like Bill. He's a good guy. He's always been good to me. He's always been nice to me. And frankly, I like his persona on the air. I think that he sometimes has taken things too seriously, other than that. But he's always been cool to me. His wife, Marjorie's great. But Bill, you know, no doubt doing mornings is a bitch, so I got no major problem with Bill Handel. There are people in this business that are far worse, much, much more. I mean, Bill is not, there's nothing even wrong with that cat. There are people in this business that are such fucking anuses, you know. By the way, if I may, Howard Stern is driving a lot of the discussion in this election. And I have to say, I'm very happy to see that he's getting this attention, because here's the thing. Howard, for the longest time, and I know this for a fact, they wanted to drive Howard out of the business. Radio station owners wanted him out of the business. Radio station managers wanted him out of the business. Nobody in radio liked him, other than a few, you know, air talent like me. Everybody hated his guts. Everybody thought he was a pain in the ass, and everybody wanted his ass gone. And now you see Howard Stern driving the conversation in a presidential election. It shows you how wrong, how fucking stupid, and essentially how fucked up the entire motherfucking radio business is, that they didn't recognize that Howard Stern was headed in this direction, that he was going to be that significant. And of course, that goes hand in hand with the whole conversation about Mark Maron doing a podcast with the President of the United States. That's not, radio hasn't been able to pull that off. Radio sucks all kinds of dick, man, and it's their own problem. It's their own fault. They did it to themselves. All right, enough of my editorial opinions. Let's move on. Move on, Phil, move on. Should I just go ahead and scroll all the way down? Let me scroll all the way down. So Bill Handel is okay. How about John and Ken? They talk shit about you and vice versa. Well, what do you want me to say, man? John and Ken, they might have talked shit about me. They never talk shit to my face, which is probably very typical. I made fun of them. I didn't talk shit about them. So, you know, making fun of somebody is not hating them. It's just making fun of them. Talking shit is hating them. I don't doubt that they talk shit about me, because I sort of effectively satirized them. So, yeah, they're going to be upset with that. I don't really hate anybody. Pixel Travel. Stern was not in my area until I moved to Portland, so I never really grew up with Stern. King Cap, I'm heading to an Oktoberfest event tonight in Japan. Wonder if they'll have sushi sausage. I hope so. Jamie, maybe so, but I still have fond memories of what the hell did Jesse Jackson say. Talking about Tim Conway Jr. Tim's a good man. Obama was on our local sports station a few years ago, says Rory McLeod. Hello, Phil. It's your old pal Greg in beautiful Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. How you doing, Greg? Good to talk to you, man. Howard Stern looks like big. Yeah? What do you mean? Looks like big what? Jeff, are you drinking again? You know what the looks like Big Bird on crack. Okay, so that's me. That's what I get for scrolling all the way down to the end of the your Jim Rome satire was great. Thanks, Kenneth. Jim Rome. It's just, you know, kind of a voice. I don't even listen to Jim anymore, you know. I don't listen to the radio anymore. Seriously. Oh, yes, I do. I listen to NPR. I do something I never thought I would ever do. I fucking listen to NPR. And I like it. I listen to the radio for what I can't get myself, which is good information and good documentary-style reporting. Now that, I'm beginning to appreciate, because all the other shit radio doesn't do well. They can't do humor, they don't do news well, they don't do shit. But they do, at least what NPR provides, they do good in-depth reporting if you listen to public radio. So that's just my opinion. Tyson, I personally converted 4 Phil fans, make up for the turd. Thank you, Tyson. Thank you very much, brother. Hey, look, man, you know, here is Charlie Tensai. Love the comb-over boy bits. Sadly missed, so I was having sex with my grandmother the other day. Yeah. Rory McLeod, I haven't listened to Jim Rome since I lived in San Diego, and he was on a local sports station here. Yeah, Jim is Kenneth Peabody. Is Jim Rome still around? Haven't heard him since he was local. Are you cats both? Are you in San Diego? Bernie, I'll admit, I listen to Coast to Coast. Is that still George Norrie, Bernie? Kenneth Peabody says, maybe shortly after that when he got jumped by Jim Everett. I heard, Kenneth, that it was the other way around, that that Jim Rome jumped Jim Everett. I have no idea what happened there. It was obviously a, I think it was calculated to grab some publicity, I think. Phil Fan, four Phil Fans, I have clones. Jeff, Bernie, don't you think all cats look like aliens? I do. Jamie, NPR has amazing radio theater. What is it called? Unificional is an amazing show. Christian, Bernie, I do when I'm at work at 3 a.m. Pixel Traveler, meow. Rory McLeod, I live in San Diego till around 95. Michael, you are showing your age because I remember all that stuff too, and some of it was a long time ago. Bernie G, yes, Phil. I don't even remember what I asked you, Bernie. I had an idea that I want to tell you guys about that I think is a really good idea, and I think we'll do it. I don't even want to tell you when, but I think it'll be soon, and it'll be in conjunction with the website redesign. As a way of something until we really pull our shit together on Phil on HendryCon, I want to do a contest for BSPs only, where we go to Vegas for 3 or 4 days, and you know, Lauren and I take another couple with us. So it would just be the four of us. I realize that that puts my life in jeopardy. I'm kidding. I'm fucking around. But no, it would be very intimate. It would be very cozy. It would be very, you know. So that's something. Or bring two couples with us. I think that that is a thought. And I ran that by a few people, and they thought it was people that are associated with the Phil Hendry Show, and they thought it was a great idea. So that is something that's going to be kind of something to tide us over. Well, we get out of this very crazy season of people leaving the company, and my brother passing on, and a mandatory redesign, because we just need to get, we need to move forward, you know, with what we're doing, and leave all of this sort of ugliness behind us. So I thought that that would be a cool thing, and Las Vegas, you know, is always offering. You know, there's always a great opportunity for us to do something with, you know, a smaller contingent. So that's my idea. And let's just see. Is Allie here? Somebody's referencing Allie. Allie's here. New chat, folks. Allie has a huge fan club here. Where is she? I don't know where the fuck Allie is. Joey, my girl and I are in Vegas. Joey. Cool, man. Rory, Allie keeps this place from being a complete sausage fest. Phil doing the Rome Rackham thing.
Rackham. You know, I'm going to tell you something. And
I haven't listened to Rome in so long. It's weird. Kenneth, the Miami archives are on the way. Right at the midpoint of summer, we had a massive personnel shakeup here at Siempre Incorporated, the Phil Hendry Show. It was massive. I don't know if you were here, but we had to do all kinds of fucking announcements, alert people to all kinds of shit. We had all kinds of fuck-ups with the feeds, you know, everything. And right when we wanted to really get started on our Miami archives, they are coming. They will be coming soon. And please bear with us, I promise you. Colby Jack, Phil, how about you take Jeff and Allie to Vegas and make them get married and consummate? Jesus Christ, is that sick, but not a bad idea. Jamie, rather hear Lloyd singing I Gotta Rock. Halloween is coming up. It'd be a good time to hear Art Bell and General Jameson. Yes. Yes. King Cap, we're in Vegas. We'll get us back to the States. We're in for Vegas. King Cap. All right, King. Well, we'll do a contest, and I know people are going to ask, well, is it only going to be open to married couples or people who have, you know, no, man. I mean, you know, what we'll do is we'll go to Vegas and hang with two or three people, Maybe we'll make it like three people, so there's always kind of a, you know, an odd wheel, something like that. Which is fine with me, man. I spent my whole fucking life being an odd wheel. So, you know, believe me. Halloween is coming up. Yeah, that's David. King Cap is in for... Okay, so we got caught up in this. My favorite Henry Jim Rome bit was when Rome was Britishized. The James Rome Show? I don't remember that, man. Justin, 3, 2, 1, bone smoke. Yes. Kenneth Peabody, so what's up with those long-promised bands? Okay. Ken Forsey, invite me and my esposa. I'll pay the tip. So Joey Ponch and his old lady are there in Vegas now. Sweet. Sweet, man. So we make that happen. That's something we can make happen in relatively short order. One of the problems we're having with HenryCon, I'm not saying that we're not going to do it, but one of the problems we're having with HenryCon is getting insured. This is a major thing. That we're going to have a 4-day party and... you know, there's going to be booze, and, you know, and I need to get some booze companies promoting this fucking thing, and they don't want to get sued. So they want to be indemnified for all this shit. It's quite an interesting discussion, let me tell you what. Because here's my argument. Well, this is what you guys do, and I would think that you have it within your... I don't know, either your budget or you have it within your wherewithal to make sure that you're indemnified yourself, that you sort of take out, no, Mr. Henry, we leave that to whoever else, you know, that we're doing a co-promotion with. So, funny that siempre means prepared. No, it doesn't. Oh, Joey, you said you and your girl are in for Vegas. You're not in Vegas now. I'll go to Vegas if Arthur Bourne is there. They'll all be there, man. They'll all be there. I think Jeff and Ali to Vegas is an interesting thing. That Arthur Bourne infomercial type show was just so out of this world, it really hit on all cylinders. That's Tensai. Thanks, man. I don't remember when it was. Give me the dates on these, man. I may want to go back and listen to them. Bernie wants to be the odd wheel. Why not? The Vegas thing is now. I thought it was advertised during the flashbacks. No, it's now, man. Oh, yeah. Jamie, hey, Phil, how about a daily Art Bell weather report? You know, full of conspiracies and completely devoid of any real scientific facts. He can follow Bob Bacon. Can you do that legally? Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Ken Forsey, 3 people. Me, my wife, and Nipsey Russell. If you know Nipsey, then you're goddamn right we want him there. Charlie, Phil, have you ever thought of doing more variety, short-form bips shows on the podcast like you used to do on the radio? I remember there was one last year with Kenny Slagg and the Bermuda Triangle. Well, we just did Kenny Slagg. And we also did Pete Bone, which was really weird because the Pete Bone thing, I decided to go to really immerse him in the persona of a conservative host, and I wanted to do that. I wanted to do a poetic thing with him, which would be the following thing. This is what I wanted to do. I am standing at the window of inevitability. You probably heard the beginning, and I'm pushed out by the illegal immigrant represented by the maid onto the pavement of America's defeat. You know, this kind of shit. But I ran out of. I ran out of brain power, and I ran out of creativity there shortly. If Don Berman's there, someone has to bring a cappuccino machine. Let's see what else is going on, man. British version of Jim Rome. Luke D. just linked that. Thank you, brother. Sempre means always. Yes, it does, MD Phil fan. Jamie, do HenryCon at Burning Man, they have their own indemnifications. Well, who sponsors Burning Man? You know? Who, is there any real sponsoring entity of Burning Man, or is it Charlie? Kenneth, I so want to hear Arthur Collins' school project on Kurt Cobain and grunge music again. February 1999, I believe. Man, February 99. The earliest we go is August of 99. Where are those goddamn... I own those KFI shows. Where are they, man? Where are they? All right. I'll find them. I'll find those goddamn things. Vic Lombardi, 9 pounds of swinging weed. Joey Punch, if I was in Vegas now, I certainly wouldn't be talking to you asses. No shit. Kenneth Peabody, I stumbled across a Frank Gray gender confusion bit from 2003. Forgot that was an old bit. Jeff, yes, Phil, I love the Mandalay Bay Hotel. Amazing bars in there. It's a great hotel. And what about, is Bellagio still the place, or is that fallen on hard times? Is it even still there? I don't hear anybody talk about Bellagio anymore. Rory McLeod, I lived in Vegas for 2 years. The going crazy stuff lasts for about 3 days, and then you're back to living a normal life. Yeah, I was in the Vegas airport once, and there was some cowboy there with his boots up on one of the fucking slot machines. As he watched the people playing the slots, he was literally saying this, yeah, yeah, that's right, pay my taxes, yeah, all right, pay my tax, keep pumping that money in them slot machines, you pay my taxes, that's good. Jamie, what's the number to call if I'm west of the Rockies? I've been hitting 9 for the last 45 minutes and it's not working. Tensei, Arthur Barnes, Vampires Do Not Exist show. Oh, look at this. Guys have got links to all kinds of shit. Right on. What the hell, man? That's really interesting, man. I just tried to copy. That's it. I hit print by mistake. Let's see if this takes us over to it. March 7th, 2015. No, fuck it, man. Here we go. March 2015. March 7th, yeah. Dig what's going on here. Here we go. Beautiful. By the way, I'm just wait a minute, man. Wait a minute, man. March 7th, 2015. This is what I'm getting, all this shit. When I go to the fucking archives, like right here, and I go to 2015, like right here, and I go to the month of fucking March, like here, and I go to March 7th, okay, all right, something happened. That link that you sent us, my brother, was kind of corrupted with a lot of other shit. All right. Very good, though, man. Very good. Good call. Good snag. Good.
For our first ever Phil Henry
what
show,
the fuck is
listener
this?
Meeting and party.
Wait a minute. The hell is this shit, man? What am I looking at?
Website. It's got an Egyptian motif. Vegas is a town that's got Excalibur, which is a medieval thing, and they have certainly the whole desert thing covered.
What am I? Who's talking
like
here?
The one? You know, the Paris, they've got New York, New York.
Who is talking? What is that? What is that?
Perhaps one of the greatest nightclubs in the history of Vegas.
What
a
is...
nightclub. Now, if you join us for our live listener party.
See, this is what I mean, man. Unless
the Henry
I'm
Happy
fucking...
Hour, which includes a live broadcast of our show. And if you...
What the fuck am I listening to,
programming,
man?
You, and you're new to our program, you may want to come and watch us actually execute a Phil Henry show. Then on Saturday night... We're not going to be on the air, but we're still
God.
Going to hang
this
out with the listeners.
Like
you
incredibly...
can join us for a blues
I know
and
what
blues
happened.
Party. And
I know what fucking happened. I got hooked into this iTunes. Are you ready for that? Were you guys listening to that? What in the fuck were you guys listening to, man? What was I just hearing there? Good Lord. Yeah, but how, when did that pop on? In other words, iTunes took over. Somehow I triggered something on in my archives. Excuse me for doing that. Yeah, it just, I think when I went to hit that link that was sent to me, all kinds of shit just went haywire. Here's Allie, and she's here just in time to tell me about the Bellagio. Bellagio is nice with the fountains, but more exciting to watch the tourists and eat at the buff. Phil, is there a way you could bring back signed pics of you? You used to do them and offer them along. Yeah, Jeff. In fact, I've got them now. Absolutely. Yes, we have them and we'll do them. James Kaufman, can we rent a giant copper Mexican mule drunk tank in Vegas for HendryCon? Rory, there are more casinos on the strip than off the strip than on it, and they are generally better for actually winning money. I've heard that. I've seen that. People tell me that all the time, and I have to believe it. But I remember every time I used to go to Vegas, friends of mine would immediately disappear, and I'd say, where are you going? Oh, we're not staying here. You don't think we're going to this shit? I said, well, I don't know. We'll see at 5 a.m. Off they went to play dice someplace. Kenneth, thank you. Yeah, that was the Luxor party. What the fuck was that, man? No, you know what it is, MD Phil fan? It was the fact that I triggered my iTunes, which I use as a default player. You know, that whole, do you want to use iTunes as your default player? Do I have a fucking choice? So that's what that happened. Rory, Bellagio is still around. They have an awesome buffet. That's what Allie was just saying. So whatever's good, man, you know, let's do it. Let's fucking do it. See, Allie, I don't know whether that was Allie or somebody else. I don't think it was Allie. I think it was somebody else saying it was Allie. It might have been Jeff. Jeff, when the great horror actor Bela Lugosi was asked in 1932, after he did Dracula, if he believed in vampires, he said, why, yes, I was married to two of them. Goddamn right. Jamie, I missed that super compressed, sped up sound of your show on KFI. Oh, what you're talking about there, Jamie, is the cash box. The cash box I talked to Kevin Pollack about, and the cash box I talked to David G. Hall about. And the cash box was a perfect example of how radio fucking hates talent, doesn't give a fuck about talent, and just needs to jam as many goddamn commercials in there as possible. And what they did is they would compress, basically take all the dead air out of an hour of radio. Any dead air, like right there. So if I had any dead air, like right there, that would be gone. So it'd be any dead air, like right there. And you had this, no timing, no sense of it, just anti-broadcasting is what it was. Whoever greenlit the cash box for talk radio was anti-radio. They didn't want anti-content, and that was, to me, that was the pinnacle of radio's contempt for its own fucking product, to put shit like that on the fucking air. And I said to David Hall, I said, I went home one night listening to what should have been a really good show, and I heard it absolutely fucking destroyed by the cash box. I heard it being just turned to shit. And I called him the next day and I said, you got to be kidding me, man. I said, I can't. Are you kidding? It just fucked my goddamn show to hell, man. I mean, Those are the times when people will say, you're just a prima donna. And when you try to explain to them, no, I'm not. You got to understand, that doesn't matter, because the word's out already. Your reputation's already shut. You're a fucking prima donna. I'm a prima donna because assholes that don't know what it is I'm talking about are going out and saying, and Henry's complaining about us trying to make him more money. What? Well, we cash boxed his fucking... Whatever, man. You know? Beyond fucking... Beyond belief. Beyond belief. Ryan, my wife and I stayed at Aria in Vegas, and it was crazier than a Bakersfield chimp. Rory McLeod, my God, who the F wants to listen to that? Rory, you're right. But they don't give a shit what you want to listen to. They only give a shit about cramming one more commercial into the hour. And radio is dead today and is a dead medium today because they paid attention to the advertising dollars, but they did not pay attention to the listening trend. So the advertising dollars are still here, but the listening trend has dropped off. And now the advertising money has dropped off, but they didn't see it happening because all they took all they were seeing was this. There's the money, 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 money. And here's the listeners. Listeners, 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 listeners. Well, fuck that, because money, 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 money. We'll still make money, even though the listeners, it'll be from a select few of listeners that really dig us. Yeah, all right, so King Cap talking to Charlie Tensai. I once stayed in a hotel in Tacoma where a fantasy baseball team was staying. It was a bunch of dudes dressed as the Oakland A's, and they were playing baseball with the fake Mariners. What in fuck, dude? Rory, don't go to the Stratosphere. It is a complete shithole. We actually had my bachelor party at the Stratosphere, so thank you very much, Rory. Good call. I did. I mean, we did the broadcast at the Stratosphere. We did the bachelor party dinner at P.F. Chang's. We went to the Olympic Gardens to look at, you know, naked chicks. And then we came back to the Stratosphere for cocktails and whatever else any of those morons were able to muster up, if you know what I'm saying. Shrimp is cool, just don't chase it with the free white Russians. Jamie, you need a Moscow mule-shaped velodrome for HenryCon. King Cap, George McFly, Bob Stupak's Vegas World. I'm going back up the feed here, guys, trying to make sense of that. Olympic Gardens, here we come, Justin. Yeah. I don't know if Olympic Gardens is still the way it was, but back in the late 90s, that's the last time I was at the Olympic Gardens. The place was fucking unbelievable. And I went back again. I went back again for some other function. Always been a great time. Kenneth Peabody traveled to a major youth soccer tournament in Vegas a while back, stayed in the same hotel on the same weekend with my daughter's team as the AVN Awards. Why would you take your... What are you doing with a youth soccer tournament in Vegas? I mean, what? And the AVN... How do you stay in the same fucking hotel with the AVN Awards? Who the fuck at that hotel would book a bunch of kids into their hotel on the same goddamn weekend they're having adult... Charlie, weird that people are getting audio problems on the site. I've never come across audio being randomly triggered here before. It happened. I did it. The site didn't do it, Charlie. I did it. I did it because I was hitting too many different things trying to get back to. I was hitting the back button too much. I don't know. Something happened. I can guarantee you it was my fault. Tensai, what's the best hotel to stay in if you want the most authentic, shitty old 1970s, 80s Las Vegas experience? Go off the fucking strip. Stay at the old... stay at the Las Vegas Hilton, man. Stay at the... there's a place in Vegas called... What's that place in Vegas that has the... real old school slot machine still, and it's got the when you walk in the door, there's like a fucking big poster or something of a I don't know, I want to say a cowboy, but it's not really a cowboy, like some kind of a maverick type dude, you know. Jamie, Phil, is Bob Bacon based on Scott Reef, i.e. Skylord Traffic? I've been hearing him completely mispronounce every word he's uttered for the past decade. No, I don't know who Scott Reef is. Bob Bacon was originally based on a man named Robert Dornan.
And Robert Dornan was a guy who talked like this. And I can tell you right now, in 1971, when I was still in Vietnam, I used to...
Bob Dornan was a politician, a California politician, a right-wing conservative Orange County guy. Look him up. And then Bob
Bagin kind of turned into just a businessman. And I can tell you, Phil, right now we have these beautiful mugs that show it's the symbol of the Cincinnati riots. You see a white guy getting thrown out of a building.
And then we just turned Bob Bagin into an all-around traffic reporter.
Bob Bagin here.
And Bob Bagin, I would say, is more in terms of traffic based on any one of the L.A. KNX, KABC, KFWB, generic, blathering motherfuckers, you know, is the only thing that I can say. All right, Rory. Oh, yeah, Binions are ballot. Binions. Oh, yeah. It's the fucking horseshoe. Thank you. Binion's horseshoe. Go there, man. There's your authentic guy. Oh, it's Paris now. Fuck me. Oh, Bailey's is Paris. Bally's was across the street from the Bellagio. Is Bally's gone? I have no idea. I don't know what's there, what isn't. Jeff, dear Phil, does Rudy Canosa still give a free copy of Attack of the Giant Mammaries Volume 35 with each new purchase at Shatem? I believe he does, man. And he also... What do you do, Rudy?
We also give away something. Please understand, we give away something like big tits. And big tits is not what you think. Big tits is a study of the architectural changes in Los Angeles.
Why is it called big tits?
So we sell it. No one's going to look at a fucking architecture. Give me a break.
Charlie, I just realized Bob Bagin sounds a lot like Vic Prell. Yes. James Coppin, Binion's statue is now in the South Point Casino. Is that right? KFI in the Sky was not Mike Nolan. KFI in the Sky is a man who is Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne, rest his soul. Bruce Wayne, I think, died when his chopper crashed. Am I right about that? And KFI had Bruce Wayne and Bruce Wayne... KFI in the Sky. That was his hook. There was another cat who had been shot down by the Russians in the late 50s in the U2 incident. Most of you think that a U2 was a band. It was actually the U2 plane. It was a spy plane. Francis Gary Powers. And Francis Gary Powers was a traffic guy here in L.A. He got hired to do fucking traffic, and he did it. Now, did Francis Gary Powers die in a... accident as a traffic reporter? B, what station did he work for? I think he worked for KGIL for a while. And C, that's it. Rory McLeod, I think Circus Circus has a huge parking lot for RVs. How fucking white trash is that? Are you bullshitting me? Are you bullshitting me? A fucking parking lot for RVs. Circus, circus. You got it, Kenneth. Bruce Wayne, rest his soul, did pass on. And I remember the tribute that they did for Bruce on KFI after he died. His wife came on the air. I thought it was incredible because she had to tough through this shit. But I think it did her good to be on the air with people. Justin, how about softcore porn for Saturday Cinema once in a while? How about no? Softcore? If we're going to do porn, why don't we just fucking do porn? What else we got here, man? What about the foghorn when fat women come into his store, or the gong when Asian women come in? Oh, we're talking about Rudy. Circus Circus is very old school. KFI in the Sky had a crash landing and quit flying. You got that right. Charlie, I just realized Bob Bagin sounds a lot like Vic Prell. Truth. All right, Charlie, Rory, when my dad and I were in Northern California a couple of months ago, we saw RV parks, resorts all over the place. Man, that cracks me up that Circus Circus has an RV parking lot. God, that's perfect. I think I told the story here. Circus Circus has motel rooms in the parking lot. My mom and dad went to Vegas in the early 60s, and... The 60s was, it probably was a fantastic time in Vegas. I used to see ads in the paper for different shows in Vegas, the Flamingo. The Flamingo is still there, King, you're right. The Flamingo was right there next to Barbary Coast, if I'm not mistaken. Lloyd Bonafide in the RV is hanging at Circus Circus. That would be... We're here at... Where are you at, Lloyd?
I'm at Circus Circus right now. And I suppose people want to judge me for that, but I'll tell you something, Phil.
Nobody's judging you.
Well, you say that. But I, as a Korean War veteran, being at Circus Circus reinvigorates me in some way. And Marjorie's here. How you doing, honey? She's going to be making egg salad sandwiches. And I'm going to be going into Circus Circus here in a few minutes. I'll have a cooler of egg salad sandwiches, so I've got something to eat while I play the while I play the slot machines.
God damn, my arm is fucking killing me. 18,000 pounds of Detroit steel, says Bernie. Yeah. Kenneth Peabody, I think Austin and Market would love the Circus Circus parking lot. King Cap, there are stairs on the carpet. Oh, stains on the carpet at Flamingo. It's too bad, man. I would buy, if I had the money, I'd buy the Flamingo and just completely, revamp it. What's the word that I'm looking for? Rehabilitate. There's a not remodel, but bring it back up to its the illustriousness of it when it was a, top of the line place, man. Barbary Coast is now the Cromwell. No shit. King Cap, not Barbary Coast anymore. Now Gamblin' Bills with the Fat Elvis singing every night. Lloyd B. Rules. Charlie, yay, Lloyd is back. Wasn't he going to make weekly appearances at one point? I got to somehow work it out between him and General Shaw. Yeah, Bonafide's looking for an extension cord. Hey, Lloyd, so how's... Are you getting power?
Yeah, well, we're getting power, but I had to look for an extension cord.
Look for an extension cord?
No, I've got the extension cord. I'm looking for a place to plug it in. And I went to the Circus Circus authorities as soon as we pulled in, and I went to a man by the name of Kiplinger, Rod Kiplinger. You know his name?
No, I don't.
You don't know who he is?
No.
God damn it. Well, they sent me to this ass, and...
You got to watch how you talk about people, because you're going to need them.
I don't need... Let me tell you something, my fine feathered friend. I don't need anybody. So I took the extension, and I'm walking through the casino there at Circus... Or whatever this shit can place. They told me to go there. And
no, wait, you're walking through the casino with one end of an extension cord?
That's right. What, you got a problem with it? Is that Chelsea Clinton with the ass? God damn, look at that.
Get out of here. All right, man. That's it. But we'll be back. I'm going to do another live event this week, just as we did the debate. We're going to do another live event. I don't know what it's going to be, but we will do a live event, and we will let you know when we do the live event so that you guys know what's up. Because I like doing those live events, and I think it's a little extra bit of programming for you guys. It's a little extra bit of programming for you, and we also hold on to the video. Oh, by the way, there was an update that Apple threw at us this week, iOS threw at us, and it fucked up a certain percentage of people who have the iPhone 6. It fucked things up to the point where enough people were saying, hey, the video format's fucked. You guys might have noticed this. I know we got a few emails from people saying we cannot download the video to the debate. And I couldn't. And I got a little upset. I said, God damn it. Here we are doing a sort of significant event for the subscribers. They can't get the fucking video. We found out that Apple fucked us with that update. No sooner did they do the update is when we were doing the debate coverage. Apple contacted everybody this week to say that it is indeed their fuck up. They have a fix. We implemented the fix, and I notice now that the formatting on our video is slightly different. So Apple, quote, patched it. And you should be good to go in terms of looking at video, not just tonight. We should be okay with, obviously, the video tonight. And I think you'll notice, I don't think we've had any buffering at all, and I don't think I've had anybody complaining about buffering. But also, go back and take a look at the video for the debate and other video events, and I think things are a little bit more solid. It's a, the thing about digital and the thing about live, especially live, any kind of a live event on the internet, is the basic delivery of it is still fucked up to a large extent, unless of course you're willing to, oh, I don't know, have all kinds of backup systems in place. All right, sports fans, thank you all. I always have a good time here every time we do our chat. And as I said, stick around, or stay tuned, I should say, to the week that's coming up. We're going to have a live event. And when that'll be, I don't know. And what it'll be, I don't know. But there's so much shit happening, man. There will be a live event this week for sure. Maybe two. Maybe two. Okay? Love talking to you guys. Allie, if you need to ask me, I think I answered your question over on Facebook. If you need to ask me anything, you know, get in touch with me at Facebook. And for all the rest of you guys, love you. Thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for believing. Thanks for being a part of our BSP family. Goodbye, fam.
Now that's dirty pool.